You are listening to episode 803. Welcome to the Daily Meditation Podcast. I congratulate you for giving yourself permission to slow down and connect to the best part of who you are. I'm Mary Meckley, and I'm a meditation teacher who shares a different meditation technique every day on the podcast, and each technique is customized around a weekly theme. You can find all the different meditations, the techniques that are shared in each meditation episode this week in this 7-part series, as well as any resources that I reference over on my website at sipandom.com. That's sipandom.com. And there I invite you to a free private Facebook group. You can join that by going to any episode there, and you'll see a link in the references to join the group, or send me a message on my Facebook page at sipandom and just request to be added to the private group, and I'll gladly add you. Well, our theme this week is slowing down. And this is slowing down in a way where you can be your most productive and live your life doing the things you want to do, rather than spending so much time on things that maybe don't mean so much to you. And you can do this by considering the things that you might be able to let go of, and not let go of in a way as where you stop doing those things. But I shared an interview with you in Tuesday's podcast, which was actually yesterday, and the interview was with Ari Mizell, and he is the author of The Art of Less Doing. He has a podcast called the Less Doing Podcast, and he also has a website over at lessdoing.com. And he shares ways for people to automate, outsource, and optimize literally just about anything you can think of in your life. Well, maybe not everything, but just about everything. And in the interview, he mentions the concept of having an external brain. And so I want to go a little bit more in depth about what an external brain can mean to you. It sounds like a very unique type of concept. But in fact, many people are creating their own external brains by using different kinds of apps and resources where you can store all the massive amounts of information that comes your way, and you can select the important points that you want to remember and just forget about the rest. So it's a way for you to organize all the information you come across. And one of the most popular apps for doing this, and this is the one that I use, and now I find it indispensable, I use Evernote. So in today's meditation, I'll be guiding you through a meditation to help you slow down so that you can think about the different things in your life you really want to be spending most of your time doing. And then the things you come across that you want to remember, but you don't really have a lot of time to pursue it, but you still want to remember where you found some resource or met someone that you'd like to reach out to later, or whatever it may be, you can store it and organize it in an app such as Evernote. So I leave all the different links and references to some of the different technological apps I'll be recommending. And that, of course, is at my website, as I mentioned, in the slowdown series at sipandom.com. Now, when I learned about having an external brain at Ari's Less Doing conference that he had in New York City last year, it was so pivotal to me in the way that he actually shares with you how to use Evernote, that I wondered why I hadn't thought of that myself before. It would have saved me so many hours of sifting through information that I had lost and wanted to recapture, but I couldn't find it again, or a way to store the many great ideas, articles, blog posts, you name it, that we all come across each day. And when you have a system for storing this important information, it frees up so much time for you, because you don't at a later date have to agonize about where did I find that resource and spend hours Googling for it or trying to find it. And you have it at your fingertips. You can instantly find it there on Evernote. When you organize different files in Evernote, you can start storing your important information, whatever is important to you in your life. You can store it in those files and easily retrieve it. You can do this so easily because you can even clip different blog posts and articles you come across when you're online, and it will automatically be saved to Evernote. So I encourage you to take a look at that app. Now, the reason you would do this is precisely because, as Ari mentions in the interview, having all this information constantly at our fingertips and not really knowing what to do with it or how to remember it. If you read an article, we just come across so much information that it's really hard to keep track of everything that we're digesting and consuming. And so when you start using an app like Evernote, there are many, but Evernote is a very popular one and it's easy to use, and it's the one I personally use. Then you have a way to systematize the important information that you come across each day that you want to remember. And if you don't have a system like this, I'm sure you can relate to this. You get brain fatigue. Your brain becomes exhausted. You may have even just been sitting down for an hour online and you feel completely fatigued. And so, as Ari mentions, this frees up space in your brain and it allows you to just slow down and relax. It's kind of like organizing a drawer in your home that is constantly cluttered, and you happen to put things in that drawer that are important, such as maybe car keys or your home key or different tools that you might use on a regular basis, but it's messy and cluttered because you use it often and you can never find what you're looking for, and it's a constant source of irritation. Well, once you organize that drawer, you feel like you know exactly where everything is, and it allows you to have so much more peace. In fact, you may wonder why you didn't just organize that drawer long ago. It would have made your life so much easier. Well, this is what it's like when you use the technology that's out there to your benefit, to help you to create an external brain, someplace to store all that information you come across each day that you may want to access again. So it's organized for you and you don't have to remember it. You don't have to think about it again. You can simply keep it there. It's waiting for you whenever you need to access it. This will free up so much space in your mind and allow you to focus on those things that are very meaningful to you. So, as you get ready to go into today's meditation, think about what you would like to organize. Maybe things that you're constantly coming across that interest you. Maybe it's health articles or educational articles. Maybe it's gardening or medical articles, whatever it is. Think about what's causing you the most distraction in your life and how you could set that up in an app such as Evernote to become your external brain. Well, in today's meditation, it is for a Wednesday, and every Wednesday I share a meditation technique called a mudra. And a mudra is simply a way you position your hands, and it stimulates a corresponding region of your brain in a similar way as yoga. It's often referred to, in fact, as yoga in your hands. You don't have to do the technique. You can still be guided through the meditation. But I encourage you to try the technique because you never know what will work for you. And what I love about mudras in particular is that you can do them whether you're seated meditating or you are going about your busy day. You can do them inconspicuously and still receive amazing benefits. So the mudra that you'll be doing today is a mudra that is going to help you process your different thoughts. It's a mudra of contemplation. It's called the Dhyani mudra, and it's a simple mudra to do, although you may want to take a look at Sip and Om's Facebook page or the series for this week, the slowdown series on my website at sipandom.com, to take a look at a photo of the mudra. So go ahead now and get ready to meditate. Settle yourself in and begin to relax the different areas of your body where you're likely to hold tension. Relax your feet. Relax your calves. Relax your knees and your thighs. Relax your hips. Soften your stomach. Let it hang out. Relax, not sucking it in. This instantly calms your body. Relax your chest and your shoulders. Relax your arms and your hands. Rest your hands in your lap with your palms upward or downward. Relax your throat. Relax your neck and soften your jaw. Relax your face. Close your eyes gently, and as they're closed, keep them slightly elevated. This keeps your thoughts uplifted as you meditate. Very nice. Go ahead and breathe into. See if you can expand any areas of tension you feel lingering. Notice your breath as you inhale and exhale through your nose. Notice how you're feeling, not forcing your breath in any way, allowing yourself to become naturally calm at your own pace. Inhale through your nose and exhale through your nose. If you'd like to do the Dhyani mudra, the mudra of contemplation, go ahead and place your hands in your lap, placing your left hand on top of your right hand with your palms upward. Touch your thumbs together So your palms are facing upward in your lap. And place your left hand on top of your right hand. And touch your two thumbs together. Your two hands form a bowl that's receptive to whatever it is you need to slow down. What distractions can you take care of and organize in your life? Just as you organize your physical possessions, how can you organize distracting thoughts and information? Become receptive to creating a place to store these distractions, inspirations you come across, information you want to remember, commit to organizing it so that you can relax your thoughts, to allow yourself this peace. Empty your mind of these bits of inspiration and information so you can be open and receptive to the things that matter most to you in life without it being cluttered up. Notice your breath, your jaw, shoulders, stomach relaxed, eyes gently uplifted. Notice the thoughts that enter your mind. These may be your biggest distractions. How can you place them somewhere else? Continue your meditation, emptying your mind of all the clutter, allowing yourself to slow down and connect to your true inner nature. When your mind wanders, bring it back to your breath. Meditate just to the point where you could meditate a little longer. Always leave your meditation on a high note. And as always, you are so worth slowing down for.